Very often we divorce the wrong people or the wrong area. We divorce our spouse instead of divorcing our children. We divorce our spouse instead of divorcing our parents. We divorce our spouse instead of divorcing our business. So the thing that's the most important to us tends to be the thing that we divorce, which is each other. That should be most important to us. But the career was most important to survive, to prove you were good enough, to prove that you were better than men. So you went hook, line, and sinker into your work and disappeared the relationship with your husband. But now what are you going to do?
That's why Nathan Dorgan said, I give it all up and move to Annapolis.
So you surrendered to him.
I'm still waiting for his answer. And that's a lot for me except that I've accomplished, I've wanted to be the chair of a theater department. I'm doing it. I don't care.
Now that you got it, it doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly, because there's not that person to go home with and say, look at this, I did it. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's nobody to say when I take on too much work, there's nobody to say, what are you doing that for? There's nobody who cares.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have friends, but that's not going to come
in. Okay. But have you gotten so far today how your stands, have you run the relationships the way you have? The focus has been on the negative, and negative thinking is really negative prayer. What you think about is what you're praying for. And most of us have been praying for the negative to occur. Not enough love, not enough time together, not enough intimacy, not enough vulnerability, not enough nurturing, not enough care. There's not enough. So then in reality, what we produce is not enough of those things. We're going to be right. Yes, we're going to be right about what we say. Especially when it's in the midst of emotion. In this last exercise, when it was over and people were sharing, there was a lot of emotion in the room. Did you notice it? How did it manifest itself for you? When your emotion was coming up, what happened? Did you get very tired? Get wiped out? That's using your energy to suppress your emotions, and it wipes you out. In the moment you open up and you let that emotion out, you communicate, you breathe, tears running out your eyes, you get your energy back. You're re-inspired. The opportunity is to open your heart and let the emotion go. So far we've been working on your mind, but trying to get into your heart so you'd open your heart, so you would feel again. The difference between human beings and computers is that human beings feel. I mean, computers today can talk and all that stuff. But human beings can feel. And when you speak with emotion, that produces a result. So far, when you're in an emotional arena in your relationship, what's it all about? Arguing, fighting, yelling, screaming, being right, then being wrong. That's how you've used the emotion so far to create your relationship from day to day on into the future. It's time to start thinking.
Based primarily on what you don't want.
Negative prayer.
You don't want to be dominated. You don't want to be told what to do. You don't want to fight. You don't want, you don't want, you don't want.
So it's negative prayer, in essence. What we're going to ask you to start doing to do now is to start looking at what you do want. What do you want? If you could have it be any way that you wanted it to be in your relationship, how would it be? Most of us haven't a clue. I just know I don't want it to be this way. I just know I don't want it to be like mom, like dad's. But
just want to be happy.
Just want to be happy. But where does happiness come from?
What does that mean?
Being satisfied. But where does satisfaction come from? Getting what you want.
You would not be satisfied if you got everything you want.
How about most of you?
Because you'll always want more.
It's one thing about your ego, no matter how much it gets, it always wants more. What's in it for me? Now, what if you already had everything you wanted in your relationship and you just didn't know it?
I'd cry.
What if it was all there? For those of you who are in relationship right now, for those of you who are not currently in relationship, what if you had it and you didn't recognize it. You didn't know it was there. See, how will you know when your relationship is the way you really want it to be? Yeah.
If you're looking for Ed McMahon to be in relationship with, yeah.
As long as that gives me money, I'm all right.
You're not that cheap, Todd.
Take more $10 million.
That's right.
So we're going to ask you to start to examine the qualities that you like in relationship, in your previous relationship, or in the one that you're in now. What are the qualities that you like about it? So make a list.
You don't have to go back to them, Pat.
Yeah.
We won't force you.
You put what in your shoe?
Well, I'm working on this since the
week. Oh, you got your list. Oh.
Condition of satisfaction?
Yes, this is for a person. These are people, a person, not necessarily related, but they're similar.
Oh, okay. Well, right now, we're looking for the qualities you want in the relationship, not necessarily the person.
Qualities you have.
Qualities that you have in your most previous relationship or...
What's positive about it? The one right now. Not so long. You're not that old.
You're making a list of the qualities that you like in your relationship now. Okay, well, going over this list, what do you notice? A lot of positive qualities. Okay. What do you notice? What was present in the beginning of each relationship. Okay. Okay, so take it a little bit further now and list the qualities that you don't like about the relationship, but you can't list anything that you've listed on your other list. You can't list anything opposite of what you put on your list. You know, some of you are wishy-washy. I like this, but then I don't like this. So you can't put a don't like if you've already put a like on the list. And we're not going to let you change your mind here in the middle. So list what you don't like about the relationship, but it can't be something that you've already said that you do like. Right.
I have Wait. No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody else?
I want you to look at your relationship now and what are the qualities that you don't like that are present in the relationship. Is it clear on that part?
Arguing.
Fighting, arguing.
Discipline of the children. What are the qualities that you do not like? But you can't say, I don't like it that they're too compassionate to other people if one of the qualities that you like is that they're compassionate. Saying,
that's what I'm saying.
Good. It's because I'm smarter than him. So.
That's right.
Better communicator.
Yes, you are. I agree.
It's one of the qualities he loves about me.
Day to day, you're never sure which
one
is going to get up.
Good morning. Is that really true? He's
schizophrenic? Well, he decided I joined the Moonies.
Oh, good. We're in good company anyway.
Yeah. So,
give us all your money, Pat. Days. If you join the Moonies, you got to give us all your money and your property.
Yeah, well, you know, so I've got the good Frank on one page and I've got the evil twin Skippy on the other. And it's just... The Skippy part has been taking over the last year.
But if you're responsible for that...
No, I don't understand that part. That's where I'm trying to.
When did you bring Skippy in?
Skippy appeared real early on in the relationship, but...
So you invited Skippy in?
I don't recall inviting Skippy in, but obviously I did somehow. I just didn't know Skippy was there.
We're going back to your stands, what you've discovered today. Can you see how you were sabotaging the relationship? Setting it up to end.
Well, the relationship didn't start yes, you're right, I assumed it was going to end from the day one because that was how he started it. Like, he did not want a relationship per se. He's like, well, this will just, as long as we're happy together, we'll be fine. And I guess, so I never accepted that it was going to continue either, and it's just from day to day it continued, and Skippy arrived.
Well, there's no commitment.
No, there isn't.
Oh, then it's not a relationship.
No.
It's an entanglement.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Regina?
What I noticed on this list is this list would probably be the back door. Or this would be what would be my back door. That he was a playboy, that he was a smart aleck sometimes with waitresses and waiters and people in stores. And sometimes don't like it when people are disrespectful. He would get into it and then disappear for months. He would talk about his relationships with other women just as I was beginning to think, and so those were the things that would come up as...
And he was married?
Yeah, well, there was a whole period of time when he wasn't.
Oh.
So I'm kind of...
Right.
But
that would be something you shouldn't like about him.
Well, I mean,
we're going to use this whole list. That's why I...
Oh.
Just write it down. It'll make sense later.
Okay.
He was married. It's a cramp in her style. Got to tell you, Regina.
Okay, who else?
These qualities that I don't like in a relationship, every single one of them fit me too.
Isn't that interesting?
How many of you noticed that?
What does that mean?
So we tend to take what we don't like about ourselves and project into them. And that becomes our evidence. Sort of like we turn them into a frog.
Which comes first, a low self-esteem or a bad relationship?
Or which comes first, a low self-esteem or a relationship going bad?
Are you relationshipable?
Have you been? Have you been relationshipable?
Have you been relationshipable? Would you want to be in relationship with you? Given the way that you've been, what you're discovering as being responsible for today, would you want to be in relationship with you?
Just delete.
So invariably at the beginning of the relationship there was no page two. There was no list two.
How is your self-esteem when you're first in relationship? What is the quality of service when you're first in relationship? You do anything. What happens to that? Why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why?
Now you're a pain in the ass.
Careful what you ask for. You make it hemorrhage.
That's the same person over there that was always there. What happened? You don't think it is? Well, they weigh the same amount that they always weighed.
Please gain weight, but still. So am I, so are you.
The old saying, love is blind, I think, applies so much.
If that were true, then you'd always be blind. If love were blind, because you love them always. You know that in your heart, you're still in love with everyone you've ever been in love with? In your heart? Huh?
I know at least one person, yeah.
Okay. In your heart, you're still in love with every person you've ever been in love with. We bring them in, we enroll them in how wonderful we are, we establish the relationship. We start off the relationship with list number one, everything we like. And that's all we see, because that's all we focus on. We see how wonderful they are.
Because that's all we're looking for.
Then we get committed, or get them enrolled in us, and us enrolled in them, and we get closer. We start getting intimate. And the more intimate we get, the more dangerous it is for those of us that have a fear of intimacy, right? So we reach a point where it gets too close, and then we pull back. We shut down our heart, we move into our head, we begin judging, evaluating, and comparing. and gathering evidence, which is our list too.
That whatever it was I did wasn't good enough. So I started to do even more outside work and got commissions from all sorts of places to work. The more I did all of that, the more angrier he got with me about why are you doing all of this, but I felt compelled because my career, which was very important to me, was on the line. In the meantime, Robert was going through a bad time with his law firm and his practice, and he was upset, and both of us were upset about our careers, and we didn't deal, neither of us helped the other one deal with it. And then I, foolishly, upon retrospect, fell into the arms of another man who was right there dealing with all my, you know, I practically sneezed, and he was right there at my elbow. And so instead of turning to my partner, who I always turned to for the previous 7-8 years, I turned to a stranger. And then when he said, don't do that, I said, well, I have to. So, and he said, move out of the house. And I did. So, and that's where we didn't communicate. We got so far apart that we didn't communicate. And by the time I went, oh my God, what have I done? He had moved on to this relationship with this other person. So I realized it about, what, 3 months too late? Because he'd been for a year saying, oh, please, let's try. Finally, I moved my new job, and he says, because I got a better job. Even though I wasn't tenured at the one place, I spent a year at another university, and then I got this great job that I have now. And I said to him, let's try. And he said, no. I'm involved with someone, and no.
But do you know that your drive to excel with your career was based on knowing that you were going to have a loss in your relationship? That you had been set up, that you had to support yourself?
I was always had set up to. That I had to.
Had to. Oh, regardless
absolutely.
Of anything
my parents,
else.
And especially my father, always be able to support yourself. Don't be like, you know, don't be in a place. Because with people who had polio, a lot of people got abandoned by their because they couldn't deal with it. And so I was very much, I always have money in the bank. I always have plenty to fall back on. And so threatening my job, I couldn't just, we talked about just sailing into the sunset for you, bagging it all. We couldn't afford it to do that. But I was so compelled, I can't not have a job. Even though financially, we didn't need to work. Robert quit his job and became a sea captain. And lived on a sailboat. We could have both done that. We talked about it. Just bagging it all. But when I was threatened with the loss of that job, instead of just walking away from it on my own choice, when I was threatened with losing it, I couldn't do it. I was compelled to get a bigger, better job and go, yeah. And I have. I mean, my career is fabulous. My personal life, it sucks. I mean, I'm the chair of the theater department.
Well, you're married to your work.
Oh, I am. I am. I have no personal life because I have a great career right now. And it's not any fun to go home to an empty house. Nobody cares anymore if I come home late.
Well, the house is empty because you married your business, your career. So you have a divorce in the wind.
Another one.
If you're going to ever have a relationship that works, whether it's with him or with somebody else, you're going to have to divorce work.
And have that passion for your relationship.
Anytime you put something else before the relationship suffers. If you put work before the relationship suffers. If you put the children before the relationship suffers. Very often we divorce the wrong people or the wrong area. We divorce our spouse instead of divorcing our children. We divorce our spouse instead of divorcing our parents. We divorce our spouse instead of divorcing our business. So the thing that's the most important to us tends to be the thing that we divorce, which is each other. That should be most important. But the career was most important to survive, to prove you were good enough, to prove that you were better than men. So you went hook, line, and sinker into your work and disappeared the relationship with your husband. But now what are you going to do?
That's why I knocked on the door again and said, I give it all up and move to Annapolis.
So you surrendered to him?
I'm still waiting for the answer. And that's a lot for me except that I've accomplished. I wanted to be the chair of the theater department. I'm doing it. So, I mean, I don't care.
Now that you got it, it doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly. Because there's not that person to go home with and say, look at this, I did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's nobody to say when I take on too much work, there's nobody to say, what are you doing that for?